We're here at the National Farm Machinery Show with Case IH. With me is Tim Nix. And Tim, what's your title with Case?
I'm the marketing manager for tillage.
So we're going to talk a little bit about tillage. And, of course, with planting season just around the corner, I'm sure you've been talking to a lot of farmers here at the show. And what are you telling them about?
Well, absolutely. There's been a great crowd here going through. And we have here a 330 turbo true tandem unit, vertical tillage. And what's really nice about our vertical tillage machine is it runs excellently in the fall after corn stubble and also in the spring. It's a dual season of use tool. It's been out. It was launched in 2007, so it's been out about 6 years. Very proven tool. It's been the leader in the industry in vertical tillage, and just been a great universal tool.
Well, and of course, conservation is a big deal, especially with the new farm bill, and we've got crop insurance tied to conservation compliance, and this is helping farmers to, be compliant, right?
Well, the 330 True Tandem Turbo unit basically is designed to just handle residue and do some seedbed tillage. It's a dual-purpose unit that runs both fall and spring. And in the fall, we're trying to get the residue sliced and sized and get the residue down into the soil profile so that it will start to break down over the winter and the nutrients can be released and available to the plants when after planting season in the spring. It's also excellent at slicing root balls in corn. Works in wheat. It really works in any type of crop. In the spring, then, we're running about 1 inch deep, and it prepares an excellent seedbed. We just want to fluff the soil and smooth out the residue, and we've just found that it is a tool that farmers love to run in both the fall and the spring.
Well, and the vertical tillage, we even had a seminar here about this. This is really gaining a lot of traction in the industry.
Vertical tillage really is gaining a lot of traction, as you say, and it's a term that's very difficult to define because there are so many different methods of doing it. But basically, vertical tillage is slicing into the soil in a vertical manner as opposed to a horizontal plane like you might get with a field cultivator sweep. And the advantage to that is you're not creating a plane of soil or compaction smear layer that may inhibit early root growth in the plants. So the vertical tillage machines typically also run very faster, up to 9 miles an hour is what our 330 turbo runs. And that helps the farmer get over the fields very quickly.
Well, the farmers that you've been talking to here at the National Farm Machinery Show, how would you describe their mood at this point around with planting season around the corner?
Well, I think, you know, everybody's been struggling through this long winter, and certainly I think everybody's looking forward to spring. Generally, the mood's been very good. I think, you know, we're seeing farmers that are excited about getting the crop in and getting it growing. I mean, that's what they do for a living, and you know, they take care of the land, they plant a crop, they harvest a crop, and it's just, you know, something that they are excited about. So the mood's been very, very good here at Louisville.
Well, excellent. Tim, is there anything else you want to talk about?
Well, I'd like to mention the new 875 Ripper that we have, which is for fall usage. And the 875 replaces our 870, which has been the industry leader since it was introduced in 2007. And basically, we have four stages of agronomic design work that go with the 875. First of all, we have X-frame disc blades up front that, running in corn stubble or wheat that's just been harvested, will slice and start the mixing process. And those are typically run 3 to 5 inches deep. That's stage one. The second stage is our shanks that come through with our patented Tiger Point that gives a lift, twist, and roll action and running 8 or 10 inches deep in the compaction layer so that we're fracturing the compaction layer so that the roots in the spring can go down. The third stage, then, is our disc leveler system, the blades that pull the soil back over the path of the shank where it's run and help to level it out. And then the fourth stage finishes it off with a rolling basket that has a unique double-edge cutting power to it. It's a flat bar with a double-edge bend so that each bar that strikes the soil and the clods is hitting it with both edges. So that breaks up the clods and gets us under the 6-inch maximum clod that we want to see for an excellent fall seedbed.
Now, is that on the market now?
That is on the market now. We took orders from our dealers and just finished up our order writing process. We took a lot of orders. We were very happy with that, and that will start shipping in May of 2014 here.
All right, excellent. And folks want to find out more, they can go to your website?
CaseIH.com is our website, and there's a lot of good product information as well as agronomic information. Case IH is about agronomic design and about designing equipment that helps the farmer agronomically, and there's, a lot of good information out there on both the product and the agronomics of our tools.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Tim. Here at the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.